Scott is with us. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
What would you like to talk about?
My son, Andrew, had a question, and it puzzled me, you know, how kids have questions. He's 10 years old, and he was wondering how soap bubbles form. And you know, I wasn't exactly sure. I figured it has something to do with surface tension, but you know, it might not be the same mechanism as, you know, water surface tension with the polar bonds at all.
It is, it's all interrelated with surface tension, but it doesn't work very well with pure water because a soap bubble is a very, very thin layer of water. And with normal water, the surface tension is so strong, it tends to be incredibly unstable and it will just all form down into a droplet and pop the bubble before it's even really formed. But what you do to make a soap bubble is you add some kind of detergent, some kind of soap. These tend to have a head which really loves water and is very very charged, and a tail which is very, very oily and doesn't like water at all. So these tend, they're very, very good for dissolving fats when you're doing your washing up, because all the tails stick in the fat, and so you have something like oil which doesn't mix with water, and then you surround it with lots of water loving heads, so it's then soluble in water and you can dissolve the fats and clean your washing up. But these also tend to stick on the surface. So all the water-hating tails tend to cover all the surface of water. And deeper inside the water, you tend to get kind of little vesicles, so little kind of spheres with all the tails pointing inwards and the water-loving heads surrounding the outside. This means that if you increase the surface, just some of these vesicles kind of get pulled up to the surface, and so you can keep creating surface really, really easily. And they stabilise these very, very thin films of water, soap bubbles. And so because you've got all this detergent in there, you get these great big thin films of water with a layer of soap on one side, then a little layer of water, then a layer of soap, which is really quite stable and will last a good couple of minutes.
Thank you very much, Dave. And wonderful fun too.